Neil at Burr Wash in Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampagne.com. You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Frustrating morning at airports across the country. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, all because of a computer problem. Fox's Tanya J. Powers explains live.
Well, Dave, it's been resolved now, but it caused issues with flight planning and has left behind residual problems. More than 2,000 flights delayed this morning. It affected the airlines that use the AeroData system. That includes Southwest, United, Delta, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines. Airports seeing delays include Chicago, New York, Boston, Atlanta, Miami, and Detroit. Flying today, the FAA recommends checking with airlines directly for those flight updates, Dave.
That's on you. President Trump just tweeted about the border. Days after threatening to close ports of entry with Mexico, he wrote, "We have a major national emergency, and Democrats working with Republicans in Congress can fix asylum and other loopholes quickly." Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says he's not bluffing, and here's why.
4,000 migrants apprehended in one day recently. We're on track this month for close to 100,000. We have never seen a surge like this.
Now, Democrats maintain it's a manufactured crisis, and closing the border could hurt the economy. Nearly half of all imported U.S. vegetables come from Mexico, 40% of our imported fruit. In South Carolina,
amazing.
A candlelight vigil last night for Stephanie Josephson, a University of South Carolina student found murdered over the weekend after police say she got into a car thinking it was her Uber ride, but it wasn't, and the driver activated backseat child locks. Nathaniel Rowland was later arrested, now charged with kidnapping and murder. In Los Angeles, their morning Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle. He was shot outside a clothing store he owns yesterday. Police believe it could be a gang-related murder. There's an update on the economy showing we did less shopping last month. Retail sales fell 0.2% with declines in grocery and clothing and department stores. But on Wall Street, there could be some big gains. Dow futures up more than 200 points before the opening bell this hour. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Michael Avenatti will be back in federal court today across the country from New York, where the high-profile lawyer was charged and released on bond in a separate case last week.
Attorney Michael Avenatti is due to appear in a Los Angeles federal court today to answer to charges he committed both bank and wire fraud, that he took money intended for his clients to use himself, and that he used forged tax documents to hide other funds. This in addition to charges faced in New York for allegedly extorting athletic wear company Nike for multiple millions of dollars. Avenatti became infamous as a quite verbal lawyer representing an adult film star claiming to have had an affair with President Trump. Avenatti also faced arrest earlier this year for domestic abuse, but those charges were dropped. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A year from now, if you buy groceries or anything else at a store in New York, you won't be asked, paper or plastic. The state legislature has approved a plastic bag ban, and paper bags could cost you a nickel. Now, plastic bans are banned across Hawaii already. There are restrictions in California, too, and starting today in Oregon's capital city.
In a place like Los Angeles, for example, you can still get plastic bags for your groceries, but they're the thicker kind, not those flimsy, easily torn ones. Well, in Salem, Oregon, they have a ban going into effect today that says no plastic bags at all at large retailers. Bring your own reusable ones or get a paper bag. The ban impacts stores larger than 10,000 square feet until September, when smaller stores will have to comply as well. There will be exceptions, like putting prepared foods in plastic. More than a dozen other cities in Oregon have already approved similar rules, and lawmakers are considering plastic bag and straw bans for the entire state. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
College basketball's Final Four is set. Michigan State knocked off top-ranked Duke 68-67. Auburn beat Kentucky 77-71 in overtime. Auburn, Michigan State, Texas Tech, and Virginia now the final four in the NCAA tournament. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating a weekend bank robbery. This happened Saturday morning. Police said a man went into First Midwest Bank at 812 West Springfield Avenue and handed a note to a bank employee who gave the robber the cash. The man left on foot. No one was hurt, and the suspect did not display a weapon. Anyone with information about him is asked to call Champaign police at 217-351-4545. A 42-year-old man was arrested for allegedly trying to kidnap a former girlfriend. Thomas Krigbaum's bond was set at $1.5 million this weekend. Wednesday evening, a woman said she was pushed to the ground by a man who held a knife to her. She realized it was Krigbaum wearing a wig. She had had a 2-year order of protection against him. Authorities found the car that Krigbaum was driving. In it, they found gloves, electrical tape, duct tape, construction tape, and a bag containing a costume, and the wig was missing. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We hit the street and the reviews are in. Everybody in CU loves Rosati's Pizza.
Okay, so what do you think about Rosati's Pizza?
They're amazing. They're awesome.
It's good.
Our biggest fan.
It looks like you just had Rosati's for lunch. What do you think about them?
I love them.
Hey there, can I ask you a question? What do you think about Rosati's Pizza?
It's all great.
Stop in and give it a try. Pizza, pasta, wings, and even fish for Lent. Rosati's Pizza. 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Ah, that romantic first date.
I love animals.
Me too.
Really?
Yes, I really love chicken.
Chickens, okay. I like chickens too.
And sausage and hot dogs.
Oh, well, those aren't really animals.
And I love bacon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and brats.
Not an animal.
If you love fresh-cut meat, you need to stop into the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 5:30 and Fridays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana.
Oh, yeah, I like pork, too.
Still not an animal.
ESPN, welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. Here we go with your weather, Diane Ducey.
We've got partly cloudy conditions and a high near 50 today, down to around 33 this evening. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 56, low 36, up to near 60 on Wednesday. Then a chance of showers comes our way. 60% chance of rain on Thursday. High 64 on Friday with cloudy conditions. Right now, the temperature's at 31 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Every month we salute someone in law enforcement, and this month it's Sergeant Andrew Good. He is our April Law Enforcement Official of the Month. Graduated Muhammad Seymour in 1999, went to the Marine Corps. So he has served our country. Now he's serving us. It's Sergeant Andrew Good. Andrew, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Shout out to the kids. Their names are?
My daughter, she is in 7th grade at Muhammad Seymour. Her name is Taylor. And my son, his name is Drew. He's in 3rd grade.
Your wife is an emergency room nurse. It's great to have somebody that knows medical in the home, huh?
Absolutely. Comes in very useful.
Yeah. Why did you want to serve as a law enforcement guy? You went to Moultrie, Douglas County, I think Moultrie County?
I got my start in Moultrie County. Obviously went in the Marine Corps right after high school. I was in the Marine Corps from 1999 to 2003. When I got out, I knew I wanted to get into law enforcement, trying to get my foot in the door wherever, and went into corrections at Moultrie County, eventually came to Champaign County in corrections, and then went to law enforcement in 2006. I think what it comes down to is just service mm-hmm. to community, being a part of something that's bigger than the individual, and I think that's something that's a commonality in both the military and law enforcement, which I think is a big reason why you see a lot of veterans transition from the military into law enforcement or some other sort of first responder, because it kind of has that same kind of camaraderie and brotherhood that you find in the military.
Yeah, and it's a job where I think when you go home and you truly help somebody, I can just tell by looking at you here, and everybody can see on our YouTube channel here, but You like helping people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about serving your community and, again, being part of something that's bigger than the individual, yeah. Working with people towards that same goal.
Yeah. Okay, so there's more danger, I think, than there used to be, or at least perceived danger when you're out and around. I mean, how do you and you're out and around now, right? You're not in corrections anymore. So how do yes. how do you approach a tinted window, don't get me started, car that shouldn't have tinted windows because that's stupid. But anyway, how do you go up to a car that's tinted? How do you approach that?
You know, it's a very unnerving feeling, you know. I mean, everyone that does this job kind of acknowledges that it's inherently dangerous. You know, we try to train and take steps to mitigate those risks the best we can. But in the end, yeah, it's unnerving. You're walking up to a car at 3 o'clock in the morning. The windows are jet black. You know, you shine your flashlight in the windows and it's shining right back at you. You don't know if there's one person in the car or there's five people in the car. So yeah, it's unnerving. Obviously, again, we take steps to try to keep ourselves safe. But, at the end, the bottom line is you have to go up to that car window and knock on the window and hopefully they don't mean you any harm. Hope for the best.
3 a.m. Illegal windows, all of that. That's what Sergeant Andrew Good does. Okay, and again, it's a job that Champaign County Sheriff's Department, I mean, you're out and around, so you're doing it overnight? Is that what you do?
Yeah, so actually the Sheriff's Office, we just switched from the traditional 5-8-hour workdays to 12-hour shifts.
Ah.
So we work, we have two shifts, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then obviously the other side of that, which is 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., which is what I work.
Okay, and you like that?
Oh, I love it. It's great.
12 hours, so 4 days, 3 days? So.
It's rotating. You basically work kind of two on, two off, and it kind of rotates. You get every other weekend off. Every other weekend you have a 3-day
weekend.
How
do you sleep?
It's challenging.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, my wife works and goes to school full time. both my kids are in activities in school, so you kind of try to, you know, find your time. But yeah, it's a challenge.
What do you want people to know about your work and your brothers and sisters in the work?
That's a good question. I mean, I think, you know, we all come and do this job for the right reasons. And we're just people and we're trying to be out there and do the best we can.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I know there's a lot of criticism, about law enforcement or at least from a vocal minority. But I mean, we all come in here with good intentions and we do the best job we can.
It's just amazing how bad I think some of the stuff is out there about police and sheriff's deputies and stuff. It's so not right. It makes me angry.
I know they've got some law enforcement recruiting going on. What do you say to that young person who wants to get into this profession?
It is absolutely the best job in the world. And I say that with 100% honesty and sincerity. It's the best job I've ever had. It's really the only thing I've done my entire adult life, the military. I was a military police officer, which is a little bit different than what we do in the civilian, in that civilian role. But it's literally the best job in the world. I cannot imagine doing anything else.
Well, it's something different every day, that's for sure.
Yes, and that's part of the draw to it. It's a challenge, different challenges every day, and you come to work, and it fundamentally, you do the same job, but it's different every single day.
You know what's amazing? Is that here is Sergeant Andrew Good, our law enforcement official of the month. This is the second time he's been on the radio in his life. And they've both been with me.
That's true.
Andrew was
on. What was the first time?
So way back when, I think Steve and I were talking on the break, and we 1990, he had this thing called the Five Alive Club. So my mother, her name is Jane, she still lives in Mahomet. She was part of this Five Alive Club, and she would wake me up every morning and force me to be on the phone with Stevie to be on this radio show. So I was part of the Five Alive Club back in 1990.
Okay. How formulative was that for your life?
I mean, absolutely. It made me who I am today.
Yeah, is that right?
Thinking
yes.
That certificate kind of pushed him into that.
It's still hanging on my wall.
Get out.
Tell your mama.
You're pulling an April Fool's Day joke.
That's an absolutely true story.
Wow.
I do not have the certificate on my wall, but everything else is true.
Well, who can find it? If I'm ever president, right. It'll be worth $1 billion on eBay.
Absolutely.
Anyway, his mama, Jane, you raised a beautiful son, a wonderful guy.
Yes.
And listen, it's great to meet you. I'm so excited and honored to have you here. You served your country. You're serving your county. Folks, these are good people. And I just want to spotlight Sergeant Andrew Good. Thank you for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Great to have Sergeant Andrew Good, Law Enforcement Official of the Month, ESPN 93.5.
Homeowner, taxpayer, university employee, and a townie. Those words describe Councilman Matthew Gladney. He knows Champaign. He grew up here. He understands the need to improve and maintain neighborhoods and the infrastructure in Champaign. For the past 4 years, Gladney has worked with our public safety network to face gun problems. Support and vote for Councilman Matthew Matthew Gladney on Tuesday, April 2nd.
I'm Angie Bricks, and I serve on the Champaign City Council with Matthew Gladney. Matthew is someone who's very thoughtful. He truly makes an effort to understand the issues. He's willing to meet with people. He goes to a lot of community events to get varying perspectives. At the end of the day, it's not about Matthew, but what's best for the city of Champaign and for the people who live here.
Hi, I'm Councilman Matthew Gladney, and I would appreciate your vote April 2nd. I vow to continue to work hard and make well-informed decisions to keep giving Champaign residents and taxpayers what they need and expect. Vote for me on April 2nd.
Paid for by friends of Matthew Gladney.
Here we have three menacing weeds living their best life on Spruce Street.
We really have the run of the land around here. Ain't no one going to stop us this season.
The weather is nice. I'm as green as ever. I say this is the perfect life.
I'm just going to soak in and wait for the next rain.
Who is this guy?
Oh, thank goodness, it's Spring Green.
Hello, I see you have quite the crabgrass, dandelion, creeping Charlie, and clover problem. We have all the right products and expertise to control your problem. Sign up today, you'll get 20% off with a neighborhood discount and free lawn service.
Get a load of this guy.
The owner has tried five companies, and guess what? We're still here.
Bring it on, dude. I can take any concoction you've got. I am that strong.
2 days later.
Where my boys at? They really did it. I'm wilting away.
Spring Green took care of those annoying weeds. They can do the same for your lawn. Go to spring-green.com for a free quote or call 359-2111.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Summer's coming, and if your air conditioning isn't working properly, here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying training systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
3 a.m., approach a car with tinted windows so black you shine a flashlight, it shines back. That is so down dirt dog illegal. I don't know.
You know the eye sensitivity for that.
Yeah, that's right. It throw me a softball. Why am I upset about that? It's so not right. And you go to Springfield and you say, you cannot have, and you can have a certain grade. The grade is, I can see you when I walk up.
Uh-huh.
That's the grade.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're sensitive. Then you can't go on a car ride, okay? It's ridiculous that they allow anything like that. I mean, it's anyway. All right, thank you. I feel slightly better. Yeah, 8:18, here's your sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Well, Illinois baseball lost to Iowa yesterday. That final was 3-1. We're 0-3 now in the Big Ten, 17-8 overall. Illinois softball split against Nebraska yesterday. 11-8 was the first score, and then 5-4 we lost. So, Illinois softball team had kind of a shaky weekend, too, as did our Cubs and Cardinals.
Yeah.
What's happening? So,
as Andrew said, if the Cubs got 28 runs and they lost 2 out of 3, it got some pitching issues at the end of the game there.
11-10 was the final yesterday with Texas on top. And we got another game we'll hear tonight from Atlanta. Milwaukee over the Cardinals 5-4 yesterday. Hard to get Christian Yelich out. He's a good player.
Oh, my goodness. If he's that good, he's the best hitter in the history of the game, but he can't be that good. I mean, you don't get him out. I want to know. I've got to look up how many hits he had over the weekend against the Cardinals, but every time up, he hit 4 home runs. Paul Goldschmidt hit 4 home runs.
Uh-huh.
But Yelich is something, man.
Pittsburgh pregame starts at 11:10 here on ESPN 93.5. First pitch at 11:55.
This morning.
Chicago White Sox are this afternoon. They'll play at Cleveland after beating Kansas City yesterday. Bulls and New York Knicks. Pacers in Detroit in NBA action tonight. In NASCAR, Texas had Denny Hamlin get the checker flag. And we've got the Final Four now. Michigan State will take on Texas Tech in the late game Saturday. The earlier game will be Auburn and Virginia at 5:09.
Yeah, those are pretty
good games.
Yeah, no, there's some totally Texas Tech and Auburn are I think, pretty big surprises. I think people thought Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm.
I know you did.
That's right.
Heck of a team. Let's check your weather.
High near 50, 33 our low tonight. Partly cloudy again tomorrow with a high 56, low 36. 58 the high on Wednesday. More clouds and a chance of showers by Thursday. High 55. We're currently at 32 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, there's some people looking at maybe another way to do it. Maybe you don't have to go to college. The student debt is off the charts. We're going to discuss that here in the next 15 minutes. It's 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Americans cut back their spending in February. The government says retail sales declined 0.2%. Economists were expecting an increase. Sales of furniture, electronics, building materials, food, and clothing all declined. Excluding auto sales and gasoline, retail sales were even weaker, down 0.6%. Non-store sales, though, which includes online shopping, rose 0.9% from January. January sales were revised higher, from up 0.2% to up 0.7%. Check in with your airline if you're flying today. Earlier problems with a computer program called AeroData have disrupted flights on Southwest, JetBlue, United Continental, Alaska Air Group, and Delta. The FAA says the problem has been resolved, but there could be residual delays. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Hey, it's Mike Carpenter from Tancarp, and I endorse Kenton Elmore for Champaign City Council. Now, admittedly, I'm a bit biased. I've known Kenton for over 15 years, dating back to high school when we were in rock bands together. But I can not only speak for his strong character, but also Kenton's undying passion for Champaign. Kenton is prepared to serve Champaign with the energy, passion, and fresh perspective it deserves. I wholeheartedly endorse Kenton Elmore for Champaign City Council, not just as his friend, but as a proud citizen of this wonderful community. On April 2nd, vote Kenton Elmore for Champaign City Council.
Hi, I'm Kenton Elmore, and I'm asking for your vote for Champaign City Council on April 2nd. Having been raised in this community and through my service on the City of Champaign's Human Relations Commission, I feel the pulse of our community, and I know where you want us to go moving forward. I have prepared myself to be the servant leader Champaign needs as we continue to grow and leave no neighborhoods or citizens behind in that journey to prosperity. So vote for our future, your future, and the voice that will serve you along the way. Vote Kenton for Champaign City Council on April 2nd.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The Exercise Technology and Cognition Lab at the University of Illinois is looking for adults, especially men, ages 35 to 64 who are not currently physically active, to participate in a year-long exercise study. This includes a one-year membership to the Refinery Gym, a Fitbit you can keep, and $100 cash for completing testing. If interested, visit exercisestudy.com/join. Go to exercisestudy.com/join or call 217-300-7484. That's 217-300-7484.
U of I Community Credit Union for campus and community.
With unrivaled security and smart savings, it's simple. Illini Plus Checking makes it easier to protect your finances, save money on everyday purchases, and enjoy your life. Open your Illini Plus Checking today at U of I Community Credit Union.
Hi, my name is Tim, and it's been 1,195 days since I've been able to use my last name Tapman. I've changed my business name from Tim's Auto Body to Tapman's Collision because I want the Tapman name back in the collision repair business. Nothing else has changed. You'll continue to get the same quality service you've come to expect from me and my sons. We're still located at 701 North Madison, Champaign. I'm proud to be using the Tapman name again, and the Tapman's Collision continues to be the name you trust. Check us out online at timtapman.com.
Research shows that turnover on a Board of Education negatively impacts student achievement. Unit 4 students and families deserve stability and strong public schools that serve all students. Amy Armstrong, Chris Kleppel, and Kathy Shannon have already worked hard for Unit 4 families and are prepared to finish what they started. They will finish the school construction projects with integrity, complete a new strategic plan, and put equity and excellence first. We ask for your votes for Amy, Chris, and Kathy on April 2nd. Help us stay the course as we build a brighter future for Unit 4 families. Paid for by Friends of Amy Armstrong.
Yeah, don't forget, it won't be a lot of people voting tomorrow, and, you know, I think you ought to do it. And I think there was some early voting, but for this kind of an election, I don't know what the number is. It's, you know, based on this last tsunami, you know, what happened on campus, I don't think that's going to happen again, the same kind of lines and all those other things for a municipal like this, but important to go and support who you like, and there's no R or D by these names, which I'd much prefer.
Mm-hmm.
I would so much rather have the whole county go away from party and just kind of say, here's the name.
Yeah, try to vote for the best person.
Do your own homework.
That's right.
And just stop being anti-D or anti-R. Just vote for the person you think will be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard about the migrant caravans moving again toward our border. Jay Johnson, former Department of Homeland Security for Barack Obama, said over the weekend, this is a crisis. Don't hear much about it, do you?
Nope.
Why wouldn't you want to stop what's happening down there? And we're seeing all these women and children that truly might need asylum protection, and we don't have an infrastructure. It's up to Congress to allocate the money. And we need to just at least have more money to figure it out. But why wouldn't you figure it out? Do something. They just, I don't get it at all. I just don't understand. We want legal immigration. Bring all you want, but you got to fill out the papers. Just to have a, what would we look like if we did what Beto O'Rourke said and knocked down everything we have and just let people come? What would that look like?
Right.
I mean, my goodness.
And how would we figure out the taxes and contributions to our country?
There's 7.5
infrastructure.
There's 7.5 billion people on Earth. How many people want to come here? 5 billion? I mean, what is wrong with us? It's just, I don't get it. It's like you're in some sort of twilight zone. This is like not real. Certainly we don't have people supporting no laws, right? That can't be America. You're anti-immigrant. See, that's just stupid rhetoric. It's not true. I'm all for immigration.
Right.
I want it legal.
Right.
We're a country of laws,
for
Pete's
sake. You have to have a proper path.
Oh, hyperventilating. 359-2255. You want to text in? Back in just a moment, talk about that student debt.
We hit the street and the reviews are in. Everybody in CU loves Rosati's Pizza.
Okay, so what do you think about Rosati's Pizza?
They're amazing. They're awesome.
It's good.
Our biggest fan.
It looks like you just had Rosati's for lunch. What do you think about them?
I love them.
Hey there, can I ask you a question? What do you think about Rosati's pizza?
It's all great.
Stop in and give it a try. Pizza, pasta, wings, and even fish for Lent. Rosati's Pizza. 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Hey, my name is Joel Kusky. My company is called Kusky Landscaping. Okay, we're located here in Champaign, but we serve clients all over Central Illinois. The reason I do what I do is because I want to help people. I want to enrich lives. Okay, I want to bring you joy by helping you get excited about your new yard full of beautiful trees, flowers, plants, or
more.
By building an outdoor living space, a backyard grill, and patio that you've always dreamed of, just connect with me, and I'll be more than happy to come visit you and give you a free quote. I'm Joel Kusky. Please connect with me at Kusky.com. That's K-O-U-S-K-I.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Again, kind of a disappointing opening weekend for the Cubs and the Cardinals. Cubs losing 2 out of 3 to a Texas team that's not very good. Illuminate some of the pitching issues at the end of the game for Chicago. And the Cardinals, again, losing 3 out of 4, but easily could have been a split, which you take. The bottom line is Cubs and Cardinals have to deal with Milwaukee, who's good. So this is going to be a tough, tough Central this year for sure. And any one of those three could actually win that thing. It's 8:30.
January sales.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. There are more than 2,000 flight delays nationwide. Planes were kept on the ground for a while because of computer problems with a flight planning system.
Some of the major airlines that were impacted by this: Southwest, United, JetBlue, Alaska, and Delta. The FAA says the outage impacts every airline using the system called AeroData.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. The rapper Nipsey Hussle shot and killed outside a clothing store he owned in Los Angeles. It's Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
The other two who were hurt are recovering. Detectives are canvassing the area for any surveillance video that might help in the investigation.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck.
Hussle was a respected rapper who earned a Grammy nomination for Best Rap Album this year for his major label debut, Victory Lap. Hussle leaves behind a fiance and a daughter.
He was 33 years old. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating a weekend bank robbery. This happened Saturday morning. Police said a man went into First Midwest Bank at 812 West Springfield Avenue and handed a note to a bank employee who gave the robber the cash. The man left on foot. No one was hurt, and the suspect did not display a weapon. Anyone with information about him is asked to call Champaign police at 217-351-4545. A 42-year-old man was arrested for allegedly trying to kidnap a former girlfriend. Thomas Krigbaum's bond was set at $1.5 million this weekend. Wednesday evening, a woman said she was pushed to the ground by a man who held a knife to her. She realized it was Krigbaum wearing a wig. She had had a 2-year order of protection against him. Authorities found the car that Krigbaum was driving. In it, they found gloves, electrical tape, duct tape, construction tape, and a bag containing a costume, and the wig was missing. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's a beautiful day. You're walking barefoot. You see the bright sunlight. You hear the birds chirping. You feel the wind hit your skin. You take one step. It can't be. Your face grimaces in pain. You and your bare feet step on the largest bull thistle you have ever seen. Why is this single step just messed up your entire day? Don't allow a beautiful day to turn tragic. Give Spring Green a chance to earn your business. Click on spring-green.com or call 359-2111. Spring Green will allow you to enjoy your lawn again.
It's time to mark your calendars for the Game Day Spirit Spring Stadium Sale. Illinois merchandise will be liquidated out of Memorial Stadium on Saturday, April 13th at 9 a.m. Find items marked up to 90% off retail price and find team-issued Nike apparel right from the Illinois Athletics Equipment Room. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for more information and previews on sale items. It's the Game Day Spirit Spring Stadium Sale. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini!
Looking for a cool way to get a new heating or cooling system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you a high-quality home comfort system for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never a charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new heating or cooling system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
Hi, this is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of our current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Every day at the beginning of my shift, I think about what the day will hold for me and my fellow coworkers. We take pride in what we do, and I'm proud of our team, whether it's our intuitive investigators or our compassionate deputies and patrol officers. We are the guardians of our community, and we want you. Hi, it's Champaign County Sheriff Dustin Harmon. The Champaign County Sheriff's Office and Urbana Police Department are looking for qualified individuals to take the police officer written exam. Are you looking for a career that's challenging but also rewarding? Do you enjoy serving the community and working with diverse people? If so, keep listening. Our agencies are combining forces to provide a joint test on Saturday, April 6th in Urbana. This opportunity is a great way to test for both agencies in one afternoon. You can learn more about each agency at ChampaignCountySheriff.com and UrbanaIllinois.us. To apply, visit UrbanaIllinois.us and click on employment. We are an equal opportunity employer and are always looking for diverse candidates who can help satisfy the needs of our communities. For questions on this joint test, visit ChampaignCountySheriff.com. And UrbanaIllinois.us.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Loving the sunshine today. High near 65.
Man.
April Fools. I was just seeing if you were paying attention.
Not really. Okay, sorry. So what is the high?
High 49.
Oh.
Down to 33.
Okay.
56 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy. High 58 on Wednesday, 55 Thursday, 64 on Friday. Right now the temperatures are 33 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, student loan debt is $1.5 trillion.
Wow.
Some are looking for career paths that avoid college.
Yeah, yeah. Our family totally did that. That's why we chose the Army, man, to pick up the tab on the tuition.
$1.5 trillion. I don't even know how much that is.
I mean, I'm just thinking of our family, and we were leaning on credit cards for the room and board at college. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah. Okay, keeping up. That's what we're going to talk about next.
I'm Cindy Summers, and I'm voting for Mayor Deb Finan, who I have known for a lifetime. Deb is a great mayor and also a townie who understands our community and the people here. She has devoted her life to public service to make Champaign the best it can be.
Hi, my name is Michelle Wong, and I'm supporting Mayor Deb Finan because she cut through the red tape. She worked to modernize the liquor license to allow businesses like mine to serve a drink to customer while they're enjoying their services like having their nails done.
I am Councilmember Vanna Pianfetti, and I'm supporting Mayor Deb Finan because she is dedicated to helping other women succeed. I am so proud to be part of the first female majority on the Champaign City Council led by Mayor Finan.
I am Mayor Deb Finan. I'm proud to be endorsed by these ladies and the Champaign Firefighters Local 1260, the Illinois Realtor PAC, the AFL-CIO, and the Champaign County Chamber Business and Powered Pack. I'm asking for your vote on April 2nd.
Paid for by Citizens for Deb Frank Finan.
We got McGowan Group Asset Management, the president and senior portfolio manager, Spencer McGowan. How are you, Spencer?
Good morning, Stevie. Glad to be with you.
Okay. $1.5 trillion. Any way to help me understand how much that is in student debt?
Well, the student debt, okay, 70% of kids have loans. And graduates, average balance, $30,000. For graduates, it's higher than that, closer to $40,000 average balance. And if you graduate after 4 or 5 years with that kind of debt and you can't find a job, that's a crisis.
What do you recommend here, Spencer? What is the, did we just price it out of sight here? Are we, how's this work?
Well, the tuition, you kind of have a government education military complex, if you will, and the tuition hikes have been 2 to 3 times the rate of inflation. That's going to start to break apart because we're starting to see, for example, there's a shortage of registered nurses. you can get a degree in less than an associate's degree in less than 2 years, and average starting salary is $50,000. So doing your homework, figuring out a plan ahead of time, better to start with a plan than end in a panic. And that kid, when he's 14 or 15, doesn't have a car, so you can corner them and they'll listen to you even though they pretend not to.
Okay, what do you project is what's going to happen here? Because obviously there's still value in getting a college degree. Maybe it needs to be some specific information. Maybe it has to be an absolute. You get this kind of degree, it's not going to be one of those where you end up selling something.
Well, you know, selling something, if you do good at it, is not that.
Not a bad career at all. Good salespeople make a bunch of money. That's not that. It's just that usually you go on and if you get a history degree, it's, I don't know what to do with that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would figure out, like, you know, in Illinois, if you got Abbott, Shire, I mean, Allstate, you've got some people, you got some companies up there. Figure out what they want ahead of time, and God forbid you actually apply for a job before you get a degree.
Yeah.
You can put that on your resume, and you're off and running.
Yep. Okay, how do people find Spencer McGowan?
We do networthradio.com. We do a weekly financial broadcast. We try to keep it exciting at networthradio.com.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the insight.
It's a pleasure, Stevie.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is, except know what you're getting into, save as early as you can, save as much as you can. Go to a place like Parkland College, which is your community college that has incredible value for two full years
right.
for very, very, very little money.
So many options, including the trades for people.
Yeah, no, that too. And I think Donald Trump, to his credit, has come out and say, hey, that's a great way to go.
Oh, yeah.
He is an advocate for the trades because you come out and you know how to do stuff with your hands. You're an electrician, you're a carpenter, you're a plumber, painter,
active, you're
whatever you want.
Fit.
Well, and it's a real skill.
I know.
It's huge. And you can make a good living doing that. Anyway, 841, ESPN 93.5.
It's Macy's Men's Clearance Suiting Event, online only, with 70 to 85% savings on Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Get an American designer wool suit, originally $625, now just $149.99. Refresh your wardrobe with suiting starting at $79.99. Sport coat starting at $39.99. Plus dress pants and shirts, just $9.99. It's online only for a limited time at Macy's.com. Savings on regular and original prices. Exclusions apply.
If you're looking for a dependable roofing contractor, look no further than Freedom Roofing and Construction, right here in Champaign.
I'm Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. Why would you call us for a free estimate for your roof? Because we'll give you a free, honest assessment and tell you if you need our help or if your roof is okay. We promise. We have experienced roofing contractors who can handle any size job, commercial or residential. Please give us a chance to earn your business. I'm Kirk Kaiser for Freedom Roofing. Contact me at freedomchampaign.com.
Things are happening in Champaign. I'm sure you've noticed the new investment and new excitement downtown and on the streets of campus where business is growing like never before. For over 20 years, Tom Bruno has been working hard on the city council to improve Champaign. Tom's years of efforts are producing results. Tom Bruno's leadership on the city council has seen the addition of a state-of-the-art new public library, new fire stations, and the end of chronic urban flooding. Tom Bruno believes in open and honest government. He voted for the addition of police body cameras and the establishment of the Citizens Police Advisory Committee. His vision for the city is focused on the future. We don't yet know the issues Champaign will face in the next 4 years, but we can trust Tom Bruno's sound reasoning to guide the city. Re-elect Tom Bruno to keep independent, common-sense leadership on the Champaign City Council.
This message approved by Tom Bruno.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles Basket.
That's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles, gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup.
Oh, yeah. Chicken and waffles, gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup. Chicken
and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles Basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ. Happy, tastes good. Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secure.
Help us celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by sharing the kindness and love this holiday season. Resurrection Sunday is April 21st. Please help us support our local churches, the Time Center, Restoration Urban Ministries, Crisis Pregnancy Center, Salt and Light, and all of our local charitable organizations. Jesus stated in Matthew 9:37, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Help to increase the number of workers and do something of eternal value today. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
ESPN 93.5, quick check of sports headlines, Diane.
Well, your bracket may be busted this morning. Michigan State over Duke was quite a fun game to watch. 68-67 was the final. Now they'll have the later game on Saturday against number 3, Texas Tech, which was Stevie J's.
Yeah.
After the first round, yeah. Picking again, second round choice.
Yeah, after Sweet 16, I said Texas Tech to win it all.
And then Auburn beat Kentucky 77-71. So number 5 Auburn, Bruce Pearl's team, is playing number 1 Virginia at 5:09 on Saturday. We have the Pacers at Detroit. Bulls are at New York to take on the Knicks. We had in NASCAR, Denny Hamlin winning the checker flag. Iowa over Illinois. Our softball team split against Nebraska yesterday. Our tennis team winning streak to 25, defeating Iowa. I guess I should just say it. Texas beat the Cubs 11-10. Now they've got Atlanta tonight on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Kansas City. They've got Cleveland this afternoon. And I'll kick with Milwaukee over the Cardinals 5-4. They've got Pittsburgh this morning.
Yep, 11:10 pregame, 11:55 first pitch. Here we go. ESPN 93.5, I am Stevie J. I want you to listen to Elk Walking. They were in town over the weekend, and this is a band that's up and coming and traveling all over the place.
Come on, baby, right time.
The guitar for this band is my nephew, David Thrift, who is my sister Mary Diane's son, and he is part of this band. Davey, how come you've never been on the radio with your uncle? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's a shame, man. I guess that's my fault, but I'm
You're
glad
so
that
cool,
we're fixing
it. Man. Come on.
Must be a genetic thing. We must share that.
Elk Walking is your band. Now, you have some of the band members with you here. Would you introduce these fine, talented people?
Sure, yeah. I'm David. I play the bass, and here are some of the other members.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Savannah. I sing and play guitar.
Hey, I'm Julian, and I play the rhythm guitar and sing.
Okay.
I'm Jeff. I also play guitar.
We have a lot of guitars in this band.
Okay. Well, that's great. And you guys travel all over the place, right?
Yeah. We did a short tour last year. We played in Tennessee and Kentucky, and now we're just down here playing a show here in Urbana tonight, so we're pretty excited.
Yeah. Okay. So what are your sounds like? What do people get when they go to Elk Walking?
Okay. Recently, we've been calling it, like, psychedelic folk rock, somewhere in there. We started as a folk duo, and it sort of just morphed and morphed over the years into more of like a rock and roll psychedelic thing.
All right.
Yeah, and some of Julian and Savannah are the main songwriters in the band, and some of their influences are like the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, I love that.
Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, Jefferson Airplane. So you like some of the 60s stuff then?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Savannah, get nice and close to this and tell me what inspires you to write your music. What makes you go, I'm writing something today?
Davey. I'm just kidding. No, I love him. I definitely grew up listening to, like, Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, Simon & Garfunkel, a lot of folk artists because of my dad. And I guess I started playing guitar and singing when I was 14. So everything from just, like, relationships to, my everyday life and stuff that I'm going through, people I meet, and my personal experiences are definitely some of my main influences.
What makes the best music is your life, right? I mean, your stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that me and Savannah have very different writing styles. We both write songs, and she's very, like a real-life experience-oriented writer. Like, she just, like, sort of, at least it seems like to me, she writes based on what she experiences and, like, doesn't, like... It's just and then I guess I tend to like make stuff up that didn't happen to me or like, yeah.
All right, so you just different people are inspired different ways and hits are made. Davey, where do you think this band can be in 5 years?
Oh, I mean, all over the world, Uncle
Steve.
Okay,
what about like, I mean, is there a Grammy Award someday? Is that kind of the dream in this kind of business?
I think the dream right now is just to continue making really great music that we believe in with, great friends. We're all great friends here, and just continuing to build those relationships and doing what we love. You know, if it comes to money and fame or something, that's great, but I don't think any of us got into it for money.
We've had a lot of people come through Champaign-Urbana, you know, music scene here in the 70s, REO Speedwagon, and, you know, the Dan Fogelbergs and some of these guys that came and went here out of Champaign, because Champaign loves its local music, and you guys are putting in the time now, and you're doing the van rides and all those things, right? I mean, that's carrying the equipment and all the fun part, right?
Gotta pay your
dues. You need roadies, right?
One day, I would love to have a roadie. Are you
right.
Kidding me?
It's called Elk Walking, and people can find you how and where. How do they get hold of this band? How do they learn more about your music?
You can definitely check us out on all the social media sites. It's just Elk Walking, or our music is on every streaming site, Spotify and iTunes, or you can go to elkwalking.com.
Thank you, folks, for coming in. Good luck to you all.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great
Thank
to
you.
Meet Elk Walking, ESPN 93.5.
The reviews are in and people love Rosati's Pizza. Thomas says the best downstate pizza, bar none. Ian says Rosati's has great pizza with a very friendly and helpful staff. And Leslie says she loves Rosati's. They use quality ingredients, which taste so much better than your typical fast food pizza chain. Go ahead, judge for yourself. Try Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner. Authentic Chicago pizza. Online at myrosatis.com/Urbana. At 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Or call 328-2334.
Yeah, you've got more stamina for going out at night than I do, Diane. Well
done. This weekend has been amazing. That Disability Resource Expo, I must have been approached by 30 people complimenting my work, not only on the radio, but just on the announcements and things like that.
I'm telling you what.
I was just feeling the love
nice,
this weekend.
Nice to be known.
Yeah.
Because you're in our business. Sometimes you are and sometimes you're not. So well done, 30 people. That's a bunch of people.
I know.
I know it went well over at the Vineyard.
Yes.
Your mayor was in last week talking about
yes.
it.
Yes, really terrific
I
event.
Think the rain helped, didn't it?
Get
inside, because Saturday's weather was awful.
It was. We even saw some snow late afternoon. And to have your family in town and my family, and I know Greg and Gary are planning on getting together inside the next 24 hours. They're both excited about that. Our brothers reuniting after those Mabel's years and things like that. It's just so fun to have people showing the love for you as 60 approaches tomorrow.
Well, that's tomorrow. I don't know. I told Janet, I said, do you ever think you'd be married to somebody who's 60? And she said, what kind of discounts do you get?
AARP, baby.
I think that's how I said 50.
I think so,
and
too.
And I quit the AARP when they started doing all that you know, running out of meetings about health care and stuff.
Yeah.
I said, come on, man.
Right.
Anyway, so the Jeremy Warner Show will come up here next.
Exactly.
We're back tomorrow on the program.
Tomorrow, Jeremy's got Coach Brad Underwood.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Lots of great basketball talk.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's I think we're going to be really good next year.
Me too.
I think there's about 100 other really good teams, though. I mean, you watch this tournament and you see, man, the six teams are good.
Yeah.
It's hard to get into this thing anymore. It used to be just kind of, here you are, you got your guys, you got the program, you got the thing set up. And now it's like everybody seems to have the thing set up. I mean, it's, yeah, it's stunning to see just how good basketball players are. And you look at our guys and we're good, but then you look around, you're going, everybody's got four guys that can shoot. I mean, it's, they're all big, quick, fast.
Yep.
Man.
That's right.
So y'all need to just stop it. okay, Jeremy Warner Show next. Thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy the day.
Meet you tomorrow. Welcome to April. Weather looks like it's breaking. Going to get better. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jeremy Warner next. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Cardinals later today, 11:10. First pitch, 11:55 in Pittsburgh. Cubbies tonight in US 105.9 in Atlanta. Thank you again for listening, and have a great Monday.
Atlanta Fighting Hunger invites you to help take a bite out of hunger in Champaign County. April 6th is the 7th annual Community and Campus Day of Service at the University of Illinois.